Listen to him, what he says here. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And this is one of the most misunderstood verses in the next one. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, a great many people have just picked that up, and like a dog picks up a bone and runs with it, they pick this up and run with it, and they say later on, well, I prayed and God didn't answer my prayer. I talked to a very prominent executive in a company here in Southern California the other day, and he's a wonderful Christian. He said, very frankly, I'd like to talk to you. Now, he says, I've taken that verse at face value, and I prayed and God didn't answer. Now, what's wrong? Well, I said, the thing that's wrong is that you're reading something into that that's not there at all. And I said, frankly, you ought to keep on reading. If you love me, he says, keep my commandments. And all of this is tied up in one package. And what does it mean to ask in the name of Christ? And he says that the Father may be glorified in the Son. A prayer that will enable God to glorify the Son is the prayer that he'll answer. Therefore, to pray in his person means to be standing in his place. It means to be fully identified with him. And it's to ask because we're joined to Christ. And it means that you and I are pleading the merits of his blessed Son when we stand before God. I have no standing before God at all. He doesn't hear my prayer because I'm Vernon McGee, and he doesn't hear your prayer because you're who you are. He hears your prayer when it's in the name of Christ. And when you pray in the name of Christ, that's just not something you put on the tag end of your prayer. You know, just say, in Jesus' name. Well, may I say to you, there's something very important. When you're praying in his name and presenting it in his merits, it means it must be for his glory, and it must be for him. And it's for him that we are praying, not for our selfish ends. Let me illustrate this. The man who sends you a tax bill, he doesn't say, I need the money, send me so much. If he does get it, it's dishonest, of course, but he's getting it for the state or the county or the city. He's getting it for someone else. That's a very unfortunate illustration I recognize that I'm using. But friends, it makes it clear that when you pray in the name of Christ, you're praying for him, not for yourself, that his name, that Father, may be able to be glorified in the Son down here. And then it depends on obedience to Christ. It means that we're obeying him. And there's so many people today that think they can go and fling that in God's face and say, look, you've got to answer this because you said this. Yes, but he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How are you doing in that area, friend? Do you love him? And are you keeping his commandments because you love him today? That's important. He's just not hearing any prayer at all. You have to come in the name of Christ. It's like the story Dr. Harry Ironside used to tell about holding a meeting in a church and sitting on a platform with the pastor one night, and a young lady came in, and the pastor said, you know, that young lady used to be one of my most active members, sang in the choir, taught a Sunday school class, then began to run in the world and was in the world, and he says, this is the first time I've seen her in church in months. And so Dr. Ironside took this passage of scripture that night, and he could see she was incensed. And after the service, she came up to him and says, how dare you tell these people here, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And Dr. Ironside says, sit down and tell me about it. And she said, well, my father got desperately sick. And the doctor came one evening to see him, and he went upstairs to his bedroom, and I went in the living room, knelt down on my knees, and I claim that promise. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And when the doctor came down, he told me my father just expired. He just died. Now, she says, don't tell me that he'll answer that. Dr. Ironside said, did you read the next verse? If you love me, keep my commandments. And Dr. Ironside said, suppose you were walking down the street and you picked up a check made out to somebody else, you went to the bank and you signed that name and tried to cash it, what would you be? Well, she said, I'd be a forger. Well, Dr. Ironside says, you know that's what you are. You found a verse in the Bible, a check made out to somebody else. It wasn't made to you. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love him? Have you been keeping his commandments? And she turned red. And then Dr. Ironside said to her, says, you see, you're trying to cash a check made out to somebody else. Friends, we need to recognize, we need to be obedient to him.